I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up next, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with three local farmers about what varieties of lettuce they're growing.
This time of year at the farmers markets, lettuce is the variety queen. It comes in heads and leaves, reds and greens, crisp hearts and soft butter leaves. I've spent some time talking to farmers about growing lettuce and what varieties they like. First up, Veronica Worthington of Seaweed and Codfish Herb Farm in West Dennis.
This one's a Boston. And there's two kinds of Boston here. There's a Optima and a Sylvestris. One is darker green. And the Sylvestris is more of a lime green and makes a better head.
Each year, Worthington grows over 35 varieties of lettuce and often has 2,000 heads in the ground by late spring. She likes to buy her seeds from the Seed Savers Exchange in Iowa, which she says has an excellent selection of heirlooms.
This one here is a loose leaf called Red Rapids from Seed Savers of Iowa. This is also from Seed Savers of Iowa, and it's a red iceberg, and it's magnificent. Check it out. Look at that.
Big.
It's big. Yeah, this is one of the smaller ones. And this is Tango, which is supposedly has a little bit more nutrition than the next lettuce, but it only grows early spring, so you won't be seeing that one again till next winter. Tom Thumb, a very old miniature lettuce.
They're cute.
And down there is one I breed myself, a red one. I've been breeding it from one seed I had for 10 years now.
Worthington's lettuce is a loose-leafed variety with a deep red mahogany color that makes you want to show it off in a salad. When it comes to sheer numbers of red lettuce varieties, Barbara Dean of Cape Cod Wildflowers Farm in Orleans takes the prize. She sells five varieties of red lettuce at the farmer's market in Orleans.
Well, I have a whole variety of them indeed. I've got a bunch of different kinds of red lettuces, ridiculous, outrageous, red sales, red market, red.
Those are real names?
Those are
ridiculous?
Real names. Ridiculous. Outrageous. That's my favorite. That's the most outrageous.
Outrageous is a red romaine prized for its thick, glossy, slightly ruffled leaves. The colors fade from bright red on the top to green toward the stem, and inside, the leaves form a sweet, tender heart. Dean also grows a green romaine.
We also have, these are Little Caesars, which have a nice heart in them. This one is a Little Caesar. So you just cut that right in half and pour a salad dressing on it, you're all set to go. Which is it's a nice lettuce.
In addition to the romaines, Dean is also a big fan of sweet butterhead lettuces, the Bibbs and the Bostons. Lucas Dinwiddie of Halcyon Farm in Brewster is more into the big heading varieties.
I have the biggest red oak leaf head lettuce I've ever seen.
How'd it get so big?
HGH, human growth hormone. That's a joke. It's funny because they got kind of toasted in the greenhouse. I forgot to water and I wasn't going to plant them. Ended up planting them, and they're just boosting. I companion planted them with bunching onions, and I don't think that's a reason for their size, but they're just loving the spot they're in.
There's more on planting lettuce and all the lettuce varieties mentioned here on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a recipe for grilled romaine on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.